This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. France, Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, Japan are among the countries that do not schedule election days during the normal work week. In those countries, as in many others, the general election happens on a weekend. Not in the U.S., where we have to figure out how to manage the boss's demands, school schedules, and often the lines at the periphery of the workday if we want to vote. Well, Noah Fraden is founder of a campaign called Take Tuesday, which is working to persuade U.S. companies to give their employees time off, even a day off, to vote. We linked up with him in Seattle. Noah, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, David.
So what do you want companies to do? Free up people to vote or maybe give them a whole day off?
I think ideally giving a whole day off is great. We also ask if they're not going to give a whole day off that they give a substantial amount of time in the middle of the day. There are a lot of structural barriers in the way of people wanting to vote. And one of the big ones is just the fact that we vote on a weekday, which is a workday for most people. We vote on a Tuesday. It's an outdated practice. And a recent poll has shown that 35% of people who didn't vote because they had conflicts with work or school. And so if we can eliminate some of those conflicts for people, we think that we can increase voter turnout pretty substantially.
Give me a sense of the responses you're getting from companies. Some are saying yes, right?
Oh, yeah. So we released our site with a bunch of our launch partners. I mean, hot startups like Casper and media companies like Thrillist. And they're not only offering the whole day off, but helping to promote this beyond their own company.
But it's not just these groovy startups, right? I mean, you have some established mega corporations that have thought this through.
Well, so GM, Chrysler, and Ford have been giving their employees the day off since 1999 as a result of union negotiations. And we think that if, you know, some of the biggest companies in the world with some of the most complex employee bases are able to do this, then a lot of other companies can do it as well.
I mean, I don't mean to be a cynic, Noah. You worry, right, that people will take the holiday on the Tuesday to do some late autumn winter camping and then burn off a vacation day on the Monday and get a 4-day weekend, and that's not going to help voting.
There are a lot of people in a lot of countries that vote on a weekend and they still go and vote. I mean, their numbers are much higher than ours. Over 50% of the people don't vote in the U.S. right now. The other benefit of giving people the whole day off is that they're not voting just at the beginning and the end of the day. And there was an MIT study recently that showed that long lines disproportionately affect minority populations and lower income populations. And so if we can let people sort of spread out in terms of when they vote, we'll hopefully have a more representative election. And we think that's the best election.
Noah Fraden is founder of this initiative, Take Tuesday, to encourage companies to give the day off or at least some flexibility so you have time to vote this time around. Noah Fraden, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, many of you are saying just vote by mail or absentee. Fine, point taken. But for the record, just ahead of my state's primary this year, I got sent out of town on business. To get my absentee ballot in time, I had to double park in Newark, run in just before the registrar's office closed, only to be told I wasn't allowed in because I had a pocket digital camera in my bag. You let phones with cameras in, I pleaded. Sorry, those are the rules. Can you hold my camera for a second? Nope. After a couple of quarter-mile dashes, I did get my ballot with about 60 seconds to spare.